It is Tuesday, Tech Tuesday. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. here on WTIC, News Talk 1080 on Saturdays. Eric, good morning. I know you miss me a lot. I understand it.
But
are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm doing fine, Brian. I'm just sitting in front of my computer and not in the lovely studio in Farmington.
I think we can be together next week if you're
all right. Very good. I'll be around.
Do that. We always enjoy this segment and love doing it. I wanted to start with ChatGPT versus a 1978 Atari in chess. Is this like a victory for Gen Xers over millennials or something, or can I take it that way?
I love it, right? So a 1978 Atari, you know, beat ChatGPT in chess. And it's not necessarily a victory for this technology or an issue with ChatGPT and its inability to actually beat this old technology in chess. It's really just a matter of time and a matter of how ChatGPT does its, handles logic problems. There's plenty of artificial intelligence out there that has solved all sorts of games, but for some reason, this ChatGPT just got obliterated by Atari 2600. I remember the Atari 2600. I think I had it when I was 8 years old, and it has like 250,000 times less the computing power than is being used in ChatGPT. And again, ChatGPT got destroyed. So I don't know if it means anything per se, but again, I do feel this whole thing of AI is still a bit of a bubble, and there's lots of great uses for AI, but you would think it could handle chess and not get beaten by something as old as an Atari 2600.
Well, you know, this might not be a question you can answer, so it might be unfair, but Atari is just such a linear game. How do they do? Do they take the coding out and then project what it would do? Because you can't get it to directly interface with something like ChatGPT. Like, how do they even do the game?
Yeah, well, you can, but they tried to, I guess, show it the game on a screen, and then they actually turned it into the queen level 3, like they would do in Star Trek or what have you. You know, basically, you can actually describe your moves in chess, and that's all they decided to do, is they decided to use the textual version of how you move around in chess, and it still was not able to beat the game. So you can do that through just back and forth. You can play chess without actually seeing the board. You can actually just talk to people back and forth, and you have to visualize it. You'd have your own board too in front of you. You'd move your chess pieces if you're working with someone else over the phone. So that's how that would work.
We're talking with Eric Semmel, Tab Computer. Again, you can listen to him every Saturday, 9 to 11, here on WTIC on Computer Talk with Tab. You know, in a morbid way, as I was watching the goings-on in L.A. during the quote-unquote protests, when there was the looting we saw, and part of me is like, well, what are you going to do with a single sneaker that you pull off the wall, right? I mean, if you don't find the other sneaker in the back. Right. And then, you know, when it comes to the phones, I was curious. I mean, could you swipe an iPad or a phone from an Apple store and A, actually be able to activate it and use it, and B, avoid getting caught?
Not anymore. They have some pretty amazing anti-theft technology that when the phone leaves the building, it pretty much is bricked. A big alarm goes off. It says that the device is being tracked. So looters found out the hard way that Apple is tired of them stealing their stuff. And I would contend that we're going to do more of this. I mean, I tried to buy a deodorant just a couple days ago, and it's all locked up. And I'm like, why is deodorant locked up? And it's, I guess the store was saying, you know, $4,000 was stolen from the store in literally minutes these days. So I would think RFID is going to be coming to all these devices, and you'll be able to just have your smartphone, if you're the bad guy, actually call the cops on you eventually. Obviously, with Apple and what they're doing with the devices is an easy way to prevent that from being stolen, but I would contend RFID and Bluetooth technology, like the AirTag technology, eventually is going to be put in all sorts of devices and things, and the bad guys are going to find out the hard way when the cops roll up.
Yeah, I'm just really surprised. I mean, we've seen these stories for a couple of years now. People just walk into stores and walk out with stuff and don't get caught. And I know there's that like $800 rule in California or whatever, but I just have not understand with all our technology that people do these simple thefts and get away with it. So it's just a weird blind spot.
Well, it's actually, people are selling it right online, so they go ahead and take it, and they go to I don't know how they do it online, but they set up a little store and then they sell the deodorant online. The guy was saying, so basically you've got complicit actions from whoever these sellers are online, allowing this to occur. So it's kind of a vicious circle that all needs to be stopped, and it can be stopped in multiple ways. I don't think it's a blind spot. I just think it's a matter of, is it worth it or not? And right now you got to go get a key to get your deodorant. So that's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't know the deodorant. I know the razors are under lock and key. I know a lot of the moisturizers are under lock and key. But now I guess, depending on where you are, the Old Spice is too. Eric Semmel, Tab Computer here on Brian and Company Tech Tuesday. And again, you can listen. You can call in with any questions you have on Saturdays from 9 to 11 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. You know, I don't hear much about the Google Pixel phones. Are they still actually selling them? And what's the...
Oh, yeah.
There's an issue with their batteries. Do they do well?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The Google Pixel phones are the flagship phones for Google, and they do very well, much more affordable than an iPhone and some of the other devices out there. But Google has an issue with the Pixel 6a phones. They're going to nerf them, as it were. So we all know the stories of Apple and their battery saving processes, where they would actually slow your phone down in an effort to help you with your battery. And the same thing's going to happen here with the Pixel 6a's. I guess they have an overheating issue, and they're going to go ahead and try to lessen how much you charge. They call it nerfing. They're going to reduce the battery's capacity. I only charge my phone as it is now up to 80% to extend the life of my battery. And those are settings in most modern phones these days where you can actually do that and not crank it up to 100% and get that heat that you can get by doing so.
You don't want to charge it to 100%?
No, I guess
I'm obsessed with charging.
Yeah, you can extend your battery life by not doing that. So within my latest Pixel, there's a setting you can set it so just to go 80%. Now, of course, my phone's always on a charger, right? But if it's sitting there cranking to 100% all the time, it does produce heat, and it does damage the battery over time. It shortens its life. So I guess the 6A's got an issue.
So it's not good to charge it overnight and leave it charged if it's up to 100%?
I set mine to 80, so like mine will be sitting in an online wireless charger, and it'll just do its thing up to 80%. And when I pick it up, it's never hot. It's always gonna. It should last me longer than the average phone that's being charged to 100%, according to whoever the battery guy.
Now, a moron like me, how hard is it to set it to 80%? I mean, that sounds hard to do.
No, it's pretty easy. Depending on your phone, your cell phone, you should be able to do some lookup on battery life settings for your phone, whatever brand you're using. And if it's a fairly current phone system, it'll help you with that.
My battery my maximum capacity, it says, is 87%. So my battery's only 87% as effective as the day I bought it.
There you go. So that might be an issue with your battery, or it's telling you have a problem already. How old is it?
I don't even know. I mean,
it's just that old, huh?
I don't really need the latest and the greatest. That's for sure.
No,
Eric,
me too.
Have a great week. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it as always.
See you next Tuesday.